Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. These days, gardeners mostly purchase vegetable transplants at local nurseries for their spring plantings. Wonderful transplants of vegetables like tomatoes, peppers, squash, and cucumbers. But you know, this limits you to just those cultivars the nursery decides to carry. And this is really a small choice, considering how many cultivars are out there. Look at any seed catalog, and you'll see exactly what I mean. Raising your own transplants is not overly difficult, and it is a fun, rewarding activity for home gardeners. The most critical and difficult factor in successfully growing these transplants is providing good growing conditions for the seedlings. But let's start at the beginning. Early to mid-February is a great time to start seeds for tomatoes and peppers, two of our most popular homegrown vegetables. It takes about 8 weeks from the time the seeds are planted to planting the finished transplants out into the garden. So they'll be ready for planting in early to mid-April, which is towards the end of the planting season, but still fine. Go online and look at seed catalog offerings. Choose varieties that have characteristics that appeal to you. Now, when it comes to planting the seeds, you want to plant them in pots or flats, and you can use simply a good quality potting soil or a seed starting mix. Look for seed starting kits at your local nursery, as they can be fun and handy to use. Plant the seeds about a quarter of an inch deep and water them in. The seeds should be kept warm, but light is generally not needed at this stage. But do watch the watering. You don't let the medium dry out while the seeds are beginning to germinate. Now here's the critical part. As soon as the seeds begin to sprout, you must immediately move the container to a really bright light, proper light location. You can't put the seedlings outside this time of the year, of course, because it's too chilly. So a very sunny windowsill can work, but it generally provides too little light and the transplants oftentimes stretch. So a sunny windowsill is not your very best location. Really, your best bet is to use indoor fluorescent lights or plant grow lights. You can put the flats or pots of your seedlings under these lights and produce stocky, healthy, excellent quality seedlings. Generally, the lights need to be very close to the tops of the seedlings, oftentimes within just 2 or 3 inches. So again, make sure your lights are adjustable so that as the seedlings grow taller, you can adjust the light higher and higher, keeping the light the proper distance from the top of the seedling. Again, put the seedlings, keep them indoors, have a fan in that room to provide good air circulation. Check the soil and water it regularly when the soil begins to dry out. It's oftentimes a good idea to water the seedlings with a half-strength soluble fertilizer solution about once a week to keep them properly nourished and growing vigorously. Now, about a week before you intend to plant them into your garden, move the seedlings outside to harden them off. Put them in a spot that gets about a half a day of morning sun and allow the transplants to wilt slightly between waterings. Don't get carried away and let them collapse, but do watch for slight wilting before you irrigate them. After 3 or 4 days in that location, move them to a spot where they get sun for most of the day. Continue to let them wilt slightly. Now, this toughens these indoor-grown transplants for the world outside and makes the transition into the garden less stressful to them. Now, I just say good luck and give this a try. There's lots of information on growing your own transplants online. And you can always send me email questions by doing an internet search for Dan Gill, LSU Ag Center, and use the link to reach my webpage. I'm always happy to get gardening questions from the public. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.